other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Thursday, the 5th day of May, 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. So I guess it's 5-5-5. Interesting date. The 5th year, the 5th month, the 5th day. I bet the globalists, with their obsession with numerology, if I was a betting man, are going to pull something off next year on 666. We did predict they'd do something on 311, 911 days after 9/11, and lo and behold, that did take place, and when it even came out in the mainstream Spanish news, clear evidence the government, as usual, was behind it. But I digress. Two granados, or grenades, explode at British consulate in New York City. Two small makeshift grenades exploded outside a building. Makeshift grenades. They just used a term. Well, that's not a grenade then. It's a improvised explosive. Two small makeshift grenades exploded outside a building housing the British consulate early Thursday, election day in England, causing slight damage but injuring no one, officials said. And, of course, we've caught the British government involved in many terror attacks against themselves. Their own MI5 agents like David Shiler have gone public and exposed it. And when Bush was over there speaking a few years ago on the eve of the Iraq War, trying to legitimize the fight against terrorism, of course, there were bombings of embassies. And that led back to the British government again. We have official U.S. and British plans, like Gladio, to carry out terror attacks and blame it on their enemies. So I'll be getting into that. Russian pilots to make rain stay away at military parade in Australia. This from ABC News. Weather control. Associated Press, more on this nightmare. Government researchers tested AIDS drugs on foster children. Experimental, highly toxic drugs, including children that didn't even have HIV. Italian website banned over Nazi Pope picture. And this is an international website based in Brazil, but Italy's trying to order Brazil to take it down. And if they can order them to do that, they can order anybody to do it. Massive attack on free speech. And see, that's what censorship is. Censorship isn't the newspaper carrying your letter to the editor. Censorship isn't, this broadcast, I'm not going to have the Moonies on promoting their religion. Censorship is where you go out to someone's source material, and you try to order them to stop distributing it, or to go to somebody with a sandwich board on the side of the street corner saying the end is near and telling them they can't do that. That is censorship, and this is clear, dangerous thought crime censorship. And coming up, we're going to be talking to Charles Shaw, a great researcher, about his detailed two-part series. The second part of the series just came out, Regulated Resistance, the Gatekeepers of the So-Called Left. Of course, I've been exposing the gatekeepers on the left and the right. There is no left and right when you get down to reality, but only in the false perceptions that have been created in our minds. Vanity Fair is set to publish an expose on Jeff Gannon, the lover boy of Republican leaders. The Washington Post is reporting, bring me the head of Bin Laden. That's what the CIA supposedly said the days of 9/11. Total propaganda. IBM to axe 13,000 jobs worldwide. Oh, there is so much that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in your phone calls today on this Thursday edition. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We have got a great guest coming up in the next hour. Very impressive research, and we'll be talking to Charles Shaw. Regulated Resistance Part 2, his new report, The Gatekeepers of the So-Called Left. We'll go over Part 1 and 2, something we're well aware of here, but he's done a good job chronicling it and putting it together in this two-part series that I'm told is going to be even more expansive, but it's quite detailed. The big foundations, Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller Brothers, LePew, Annenberg, CPB, and countless others fund the false left. And that's why you have a controlled left movement in this country. And they also control many of the phony right-wing neocon groups. And there's also another class of foundations and corporations that fund the neocons. So we'll be talking about influence, peddling, and control. And these individuals have flooded the web with their disinformation and their telltale sign of infighting, and at the same time trying to basically limit the scope of investigations. And we steer clear of these individuals. We occasionally have some of them on as a piece to basically be examined and dissected for your educational horror, because it is scary. But that is coming up in 50 minutes. Major WTC insurance company questions Building 7 collapse as potential fraud. Also, government researchers tested AIDS on foster children. Again, this is out of the Associated Press, and just it continues, more and more of this continues to come out. We'll be covering it. Obviously, you've heard about the two grenades that exploded at a British consulate in New York City today. The two small makeshift grenades exploded outside a building, housing the British consulate early Thursday. Election Day in England, causing slight damage but injuring no one, officials said. The blast happened at 3:35 a.m. The grenades have been placed inside a cement flower box outside the front door of the Midtown Manhattan building, police spokesman Noel Waters said. We do not, at this point, have any idea who did it or a motive. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the consulate is on the 9th and 10th floors of the building, the mayor said. He said he expected it would be open for business later in the day. After piecing together the shrapnel, police determined the devices were toy grenades. Toy grenades that had been filled with gunpowder. Officers estimated that one was the size of a pineapple, the other was the size of a lemon. No timing device was used, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said. The blast shattered a panel of glass in the building's front door and ripped a one-foot chunk from the planter. Now, folks, you can get inside one of those planters and punch it, and it'll break. The department's bomb squad was at the scene, and streets were closed in the area. Offices of other foreign diplomatic representatives were checked as a precaution, and nothing was found, Kelly said. Security videos in the area were being reviewed, he said. In London, Britain's foreign office said there was no provisions for Britons to vote at overseas consulates. No further information was immediately available, the spokesman said. Calls to the British embassy in Washington went unanswered early Thursday morning. So 6, 7 in the morning, this goes off. That's about noon over in England, right when they're going to the polls. Oh, Tony Blair's right. We better vote for his administration, because he'll keep us safe from Al-Qaeda that is attacking us. All right, let's just go over this. Number one, who has a motive to set off one of these Tinker Toy bombs? The British government. And in fact, graphs have been put together and created in England and the U.S. of every time a scandal comes out exposing one of these administrations, these neocon administrations, a bomb goes off, or the government issues a terror alert, or they catch some group with ricin. Months later, it comes out they didn't have ricin, it was totally made up, and the government releases the so-called Muslims, who it turns out are on the payroll of MI5 or MI6, living in government safe houses. It's staged. We have giant sections on PrisonPlanet.com covering this. David Shiler, a high-level MI5 agent, quit a few years ago and went public and was arrested over it for giving out state secrets. When he exposed that it was MI5 that had carried out almost every bombing in the last 25 years in England and Northern Ireland, and that this started with Margaret Thatcher's first year in office, a program that was already existing was expanded, and that the Omaha bombing and many others that killed hundreds, school buses, bars, churches, were the British government. This is mainstream news. BBC, London Telegraph, the documents have been released. They were carrying out the bombings because they have the motive to put up cameras, to have control, to have checkpoints, to crack down on the Catholics in Ireland. And again, folks, don't think of this whether you're a Catholic or a Protestant. Just look at the facts. It's a pretext for control, okay? And this is how they operate. I mean, why would the IRA want to bomb anything when a peaceful program would be able to result in Ireland getting its sovereignty back purely? Why would they do this? Why would the Muslims hijack jets and fly them into buildings knowing it would bring down the wrath of the NWO? Why would the Chechens bomb apartment buildings in Russia knowing it would bring down the wrath of the Russian people? Well, the head of the Chechnyans, after the bombing, said, we're not doing it. Why would we do it? And then a missile tracked in on his satellite cell phone and killed him. And then Russian police, tired of their family members being killed in Moscow, staked out all the apartments and caught three members of FSB, Federal Security Bureau, the new KGB in 99, planting hexagon bombs on the columns. They caught them. Putin announced, his vice president, oh, it was just a drill. But then the Moscow police tested the hexagon. It was real. And then Putin had the police stations raided, the police arrested, and his criminals released. Time and time again. Since then, FSB members, including a captain, have quit, gone public, and run to England and said, yes, we were bombing the people. Well, of course. And Putin rode into a vast election victory, set up a total police state, created regional governors, put red stars and sickles and hammers back on the tanks, and started arresting everyone that disagreed with him. Again, it's just common sense. Who stands to gain from this? Why did Hitler blow up his own Reichstag? Why did he firebomb it? Their own documents show. They blame it on their enemies and start arresting people. In Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, L.L. Emenser, says, we can blow up a ship in Havana Harbor again like we did with the Maine in 1898. We can hijack jets and crash them, preferably with a list of young people on board. Young people causes an even greater wave of national indignation. That's a quote, by the way. Unbelievable. They said that we can bomb D.C. with pipe bombs and blame it on enemies. We can even grab patsies and frame them. We can commit sniper attacks. We can attack foreign U.S. military bases with our troops dressed up like foreign enemies. We can kill our own troops. I mean, this was an official plan that they wanted to carry out. Not a war game. An official plan they wanted to execute. And so, who stands to gain? Who has a motive? If the New York police weren't CIA, and we know their leaders are, and if they had two brain cells to rub together, they would know who has the motive. These attacks on the existing governments bolster them, strengthen them. They have Operation Gladio carried out from 1969 to 1979, over 125 bombings in Europe, predominantly Germany, France, and Italy. Italy was the main area. And the U.S. government, it's now declassified, absolutely public. The former head of Italian security forces has gone public. Bombing, particularly school buses, or nothing like blowing up a school bus full of kids, and blaming it on the leftists who they didn't want to be in power. Now, I'm no fan of the leftists, but the facts are the facts. And they weren't the ones doing it. We have the field manuals. We have the documents. It's public. And before 9/11, we had hundreds of federal courthouses and city county courthouses having white packages of powder being dropped off in secure floors that didn't even come in by the mail, that had anthrax written on the label to create fear. And that led back to the U.S. government. All of this fear feeds into control, feeds into their pretext. And they may find some drooling idiot to blame this on. It might be some mental patient. It might be some young provocateur idiot. But chances are the British government had one of their officers walk up and blow up this flower pot with these Tinker Toy bombs, and it gets them the news coverage they need. And I just want to thank Tony Blair. I mean, I know they did it. I just want to thank Tony Blair for not blowing up something real. And, you know, you really got to be thankful they're just doing fake terror alerts. Same thing yet again. Grab the headlines. And every time it comes out about scams or corruption or Enron fraud or Halliburton fraud or gay prostitutes in the White House, there's another terror alert here. And the White House memos got released 2 years ago, and it came out in the White House press conference. And Ari Fleischer had to admit, okay, we do this for political gain. What do you think it's for? That's Associated Press. So, just know what this is all about. And remember, the borders are wide open. None of this has to do with terrorism. It's about terrorizing you. All right, more news coming up after this quick break. There is so much news. Stay with us.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You may wonder why the Democrats are so controlled, why they go along with open borders, gun control, why they support Bush's phony war, why basically across the board they voted for the Patriot Act in some instances for police state legislation in greater numbers than the Republicans. Because they're owned by major tax-free foundations that put out the policy reports pushing war, pushing global domination. And the gentleman who's done a lot of wonderful research on this will be joining us coming up in the next hour. Coming up in the next segment, we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into just a plethora of news right now. This is from PR Web, PR Newswire. And basically, when you have a insurance claim, a large insurance claim, shareholders in those companies are allowed to challenge any insurance fraud in court. And now that's happening. Larry Silverstein, his first investment was $120 million. The next was another $100 million, a couple hundred million dollars. He'd always owned Building 7 since it had been built in the 70s. But 2 months before 9/11, he bought from the Port Authority that was predominantly owned by the Rockefeller Brothers group. He bought it for literally pennies on the dollar with a down payment of just a few hundred million dollars. He bought the entire multi-billion dollar complex and took out record gigantic multiple insurance policies totaling $3.5 billion. And that wasn't enough for him. He wanted to say that the two planes crashing were two separate events. I mean, you talk about open greed, folks. I mean, what? But again, the insurance companies are predominantly owned by the globalists, so it's kind of the quiet payoff. They were going along with this. And he got ruled two events, and the insurance companies didn't really fight it. So we're talking about $7 billion, it was 7.1 smackers. $7 billion, 100 million. $7 billion, 100 million. But one of the $3.5 billion settlements is being challenged. A proposal by a small shareholder to withhold approval from the board of directors for failure to investigate signs of insurance fraud on 9/11 has been published on the website of Allison or Allen's Group, one of the world's largest insurers, in preparation for its May 4th annual meeting. PR Newswire reports Allen's Group published a shareholder proposal on April 20th, faulting management for ignoring signs of insurance fraud on 9/11/2001. Allen's carried a significant portion of the insurance coverage on the WTC and stands to pay a corresponding portion of one of the $3.5 billion payouts currently being litigated in New York. And Silverstein's won his appeal. In his proposal, shareholder John Leonard, a California native and publisher of books on 9/11, pointed to reports that Building 7 apparently collapsed by demolition. Well, the owner says he blew it up. And for no plausible reason related to the 9/11 attacks, management replied that it relied on official U.S. government reports, which made no mention of such evidence. The Allen's Group is incorporated in Deutschland and has approximately 570,000 shareholders under German stock company law. Publicly held companies are required to publish shareholder proposals that meet certain criteria. The text of the shareholder proposal, which may also be viewed at the Allen's Group website, allinzgroup.com, is reported below, and it's on prisonplanet.com. So, all is not happy and cheery in New World Order Wonderland. The globalists are not faring too well. I mean, just more and more of this comes out. I mean, they blew the building up. It had two little fires, and suddenly the central column collapses, and the whole thing falls in on itself, which takes absolute expert demolition experts over 2 weeks to set up. I mean, that sucker fell in a nice little neat pile, didn't even hit any of the buildings that were literally 40 feet from it. And that's in my film, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. I mean, I go there, and I'm standing in between the two buildings. They're building the new Building 7. And, I mean, I'm standing right there, and it is just 40 feet. And there's these old concrete buildings, 25-story buildings, right next to it on both sides. Nothing. Not a zip. You know, it wasn't even in the debris field. It got hit by some dust. By the way, the command center running the attacks, we know, was inside there. So, you know, you torch the evidence after you're done. If your building was owned by Silverstein, it was annihilated. But if it was right next to 1 and 2 and you didn't own it, oh, no problem.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Jason, Mike, many others, your calls are coming up. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get into Russian pilots to make rain stay away at military parade. ABC News out of Australia. Oh, yeah, they can control the weather. They're going to be dropping by. Government researchers, again, tested AIDS drugs on foster children, deadly toxic ones that killed some of them. But that's okay. It's your government. They're good. Italian website banned over Nazi Pope picture. Really scary report. It's all coming up, but here for the next few minutes, I'm honored to have the gracious, the sweet, the intelligent Debbie Morrow, who will be the person you talk to when you call to get the sheltering in place video or potassium iodate to protect you from radiological events if they're to take place, something the post office and the police have all been given, but you haven't, or if you call to get a sports bottle to give as a gift or to be able to take tap water and make it good to drink, 600 refills. Or if you want to get one of the big, nice Black Berkey systems that I use in my home that I've given as a gift, she's the lady you'll talk to. Debbie, good to have you on with us on this Thursday edition.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
How are you?
Good. Sounds like somebody's having fun in the background.
My little rat terrier just decided to bark at somebody.
I know, they're sweetie pies, aren't they?
Yes, he is.
My wife's got two little horrible chihuahuas.
Oh.
And by horrible, I mean that affectionately.
Yes, I know you do.
Oh, that's so good. So what's your rat terrier's name?
His name is Buddy.
Buddy.
Yes.
Does he sleep with you?
He does. you're right. Right down by our feet.
Exactly. I've got two chihuahuas as foot warmers.
Yep. It's amazing how they can even breathe. It's like, how in the world do they do that? Yeah, somebody must be at my door. This is really embarrassing. I was expecting a delivery.
Hey, Debbie, yes. We'll put you on hold. Go get your delivery.
Put me on hold. Thank you.
Put her
you.
On hold.
Okay.
She's going to go get the delivery. And by the way, New Millennium Manufactures makes these. It's a big company. But Debbie is the person they have just for the radio interviews. She's been there for many years, and she's out of her home office. And when you call, you get, again, individual service from Debbie Morrow and her rat terrier buddy. But, again, they also sell the British Berkey. That's how they got into this over a decade ago. And they have that as well, but they improved on it. They've had major universities, what the big one in Louisiana did a big study of it. And whereas with the other gravity filters, which cut out almost everything, they do a great job, still under an electron microscope, if you take mud water, they basically test them with what they call lawn growth, green-type stagnant water. They poured that through, and they put it in a Petri dish after it had gone through for a week, put an electron microscope on it, and there was zero, but scientists don't say zero, they say non-detectable levels of just everything you can imagine. But fluoride is so uber-mentioned, so powerful, that even with reverse osmosis, you only cut about 90% out. Well, with the Black Berkey, with the added little filters that go onto it, it's hard to get rid of. You get 99.8% of fluoride cut out. It's unbelievable. So that's why we use it. That's what we do. We have a reverse osmosis for cooking. You're already going to have minerals in the vegetables, the organic vegetables we eat. But for drinking, for flavor, because it does leave in the good minerals, we have a Black Berkey. And I still have one I bought 5 years ago, a White Berkey, the British Berkey, the stainless steel Berkey. So they've got whatever you want. And they've also got rat terrier puppies for sale. I'm joking. Debbie, fire out the phone numbers for folks that want to call and get information or order any of the great items you guys offer that are made in America. All of it's made in America, unless you want the British Berkey. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks, Alex. It's toll-free 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And I'm so sorry about that, having to put me on hold, but I'm so glad
to be here. Oh,
come
on. Stop apologizing, Debbie. You're a sweetheart. 888-803-4438. And tell people the difference between a sports bottle and what it does. It just makes sure the water's safe and cuts out a lot of garbage, which is good. And compare it then to the $199 Black Berkey.
Well, the Berkey sport bottles take out about 99% of the pathogens. They're 22-ounce, and they're very, very convenient for taking around with you. For people that already have some, we have a new model now. The model that we had previously had the filter in the top, and you turned it over, and you squeezed your water into a cup. We now have a model that you drink it just like you're drinking a soda out of a straw. The filter hangs down in the bottom.
I got one of those. That is a big element, too.
They're great, too, because they're so handy. You don't have to, you know, like choke on it while you're squeezing it and trying to drink at the same time.
And I just want to say this. Back in another incarnation, when I had more time, I would hunt and fish and camp 5 or 6 times a year, sometimes for a week on end in a deep wilderness area. And I would go into the camping supply and pay $35 for one of these things with a little bitty element. And it did make the water safe. You guys, your element's about 3 times bigger than any element I've ever seen in a sports bottle.
Yeah, they are bigger, and they last up to 640 refills.
And the other ones I bought would say 200, yeah.
Right. And they're bacterial static. You know, they have special properties in them to keep bacteria from growing in the straw and stuff. I mean, they really do work really well.
Now, isn't your $100, and those are $20 bucks if you get 5 of them, right?
Correct.
And also, it's $199 for the big, 2-gallon, see-through, high-quality plexiglass type Black Berkey with the elements, the black elements inside. How much if they want, and that reduces fluoride, but how much for the post filters that go on the spigot?
The post filters that go on attached to the Black Berkey filters for taking out fluoride and arsenic related to the fluoride are $49. And, you know, if you call in and say that you're an Alex Jones listener and you buy the Berkey Light for $199, then you can ask for a free Berkey Sport bottle, which is a $39 savings. And so then, you know, if you do or don't have fluoride, that's an additional filter that you can add with it.
And you've also got shower filters. That's where you absorb a lot of the garbage into your lungs and the rest of it. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Folks, I've met her up in Dallas at an expo. She is such a nice lady. 888-803-4438. It's just her there. If you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back within the hour. 888-803-4438. Or if you're going to be leaving work, leave your home number. She'll call you. 888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com, and in the comment section, tell them which free gift you want. In the comment section, and you'll get that. You get two free gifts. You get the Berkey Light with the built-in LED lights and rechargeable system that comes with that. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. And they get the orders off their website every day and then ship them UPS ground. If you order them off Infowars.com, we process the orders every day, but then fax the order to them, and it'll take a day or two more if you order through us. But then we make a few bucks, which helps me pay my employees so they can eat and be able to take care of themselves. But either way, you can get it at Infowars.com, BerkeyWater.com, or 888-803-4438. All right. We'll get to all the news I mentioned earlier, but first let's go to the calls. Jason in Maryland. Jason, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks.
Hello, sir.
With the things that I've learned listening to your show about the scripted series and movies on what the CIA does. And
paid for by the government. It's now public.
Well, what I saw last night was a bit disturbing. I thought I'd call and tell you about it on Alias, which is a CIA series.
Yeah, he's a secret agent. He doesn't know who he is.
Right.
Not the one I've seen yet.
So it's they're bringing suitcase nukes into cities, and it's the previews that I saw for next week, and they're saying that there's nothing they can do about it, and they don't want to tell anybody because it's going to cause panic, and that was the trailer for next week's series.
And it's the same thing on 24 and Threat Matrix, but if we all take chips and torture Americans and let men in black uniforms take all our rights, then we might be safe.
Of course.
But the border stays wide open.
And then on Numbers, they're scripted an alien invasion, which I thought was rather comical, but apparently some people think that that might be a legitimate something that...
We don't think it's legitimate. We have government documents where they have, again, big old DC-10s and other former passenger planes. They have them with particle beams, chemical lasers that'll shoot right through missiles, you name it. They also have them with huge hologram projectors, and the computers link up, and they project, 500,000-foot-tall Jesus, Buddha, Allah. That's admitted government program, and they also have a program to project fake flying saucers. They have blimps rigged up to look like flying saucers. It's a major government program.
I had no idea.
No, it's real, sir.
Well, my last question to you would be, why do you think Mr. Moussaoui was allowed to live and apparently speaking in court?
You're talking about Zacharias Moussaoui, the supposed 20th hijacker?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, he's the only person they've charged out of thousands. Well, it's like 4,000 arrests now. And he's the guy at the flight school going, I don't want to know how to take off or land. And the owner of the flight school called the FBI five times and began threatening to go public if they didn't do something. And then the good FBI agents, Robert Wright, Rowley, others, tried to go in and get a warrant for his computer. And the FBI said no because Bush had signed W199I. Clinton had issued it before them. Bush had just reauthorized. And then they told Wright, keep your mouth shut or we'll arrest you under national security. And Moussaoui is obviously one of the actual patsies, and he's been trying to say that in court. They won't let him face any of his accusers. They won't let him call witnesses. And so that's playing out nicely.
So he is not really a threat, even though he might be privy to some information.
Yeah, he's a French useful idiot. They've always got to have one patsy. With the Reichstag, it was a retarded Dutch man. With the World Trade Center bombing in 93, it was a small mosque that had about 25 members above a pizza parlor with a blind a cleric. And they literally got two members of the mosque who were both clinically retarded on welfare for being retarded. And it took the FBI a month to train one of them how to drive. The FBI went and showed them where to park it up against the column, the people the FBI had hired. And they had to cook the bomb, train the driver. They had to give them the detonators. And then Ahmad Salam said, okay, they're about to carry out the bombing. Let's sting them. And he was a security agent, Egyptian equivalent of a CIA agent. He thought it was a sting because he'd run similar stings with real Muslim extremists in Egypt. And they said, no, the bombing goes forward. He thought it was a setup for him. So he went and recorded them in like 15 hours of arguments and gave a press conference and released that. It was in the New York Times, Chicago Tribune one time. The FBI did carry out the bombing, of course.
They released those tapes?
And yes, and he played them at a press conference, then they seized them under national security.
Wow.
And then paid him off, I think it was $1.5 million, and he left the country. They paid him to shut up.
Can you please explain to me in a nutshell what W199I is, and I'll take the answer off air. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a copy of what was, again, Gregory Palast, the Newsnight chief reporter, an award-winning investigative journalist, was faxed days before 9/11, and then faxed more material after 9/11, and we know who. We won't give up the source, but we know who. It was a former FBI deputy director who quit a month before 9/11, John O'Neill, who, by the way, died in the towers mysteriously, because he didn't see the full picture. He was hired as the head of security by Marvin Bush's company, who was running security, and his first day at work was to report to what, the 76th floor, one of the exact impact points of one of the towers. He did report to work and didn't do too well, as we all know. Yeah, I saw a plane coming right in at him. Boy, they know how to do it, don't they? And he told the London Telegraph and others, and London Independent also reported, a month before he quit, he went to Europe. He said one of the quotes is that they're going to allow a terrorist attack on the World Trade Center as a pretext to get Afghan oil. See, he didn't see the whole thing. And he quit over it, was very disgusted. He was a good man, and they whacked him on 9/11. And W-199 got released, and Clinton had first signed it in 96, ordering Hamas to be left alone and Al-Qaeda in this country. And then Bush had reauthorized it months before 9/11. And so the FBI field office in D.C., from a deputy director's fax machine, was sent to Greg Palast and other members of the media here, but only Greg Palast picked it up. He was sent, I think it was 40 pages, he said, but BBC would only let him release the front two pages. He was going to release it all, but the U.S. government, they have a law in England that the government says don't release something. They can't. The U.S. government asked them to put in that clause, to activate that clause, so it was never fully released. But it's all come out. FBI agents have given press conferences about it where they were, quote, ordered, and then Robert Wright got up in 2002 and started crying. The Chicago chief terrorism agent started crying with the head of Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman, started crying and said, here's the letter, I'll be arrested. And they circulated the letter. If I tell you what I know, I just love this country and we could have stopped it, but I was ordered not to. And he started crying, and then Larry Klayman got up and pushed him aside and said, yes, it's true, I've been given the letter too. So is David Shippers, who was there via phone. And David Shippers also told you the same stuff here months before, a week after 9/11 on this show, the man who ran the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And Larry Klayman said, all we can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. And so it came out that FBI agents in Phoenix, FBI agents in Dallas, FBI agents in Minneapolis, St. Paul, FBI agents in Wisconsin, FBI agents in New York, FBI agents in D.C., FBI agents in San Francisco, FBI agents in Albuquerque. FBI agents everywhere were threatened with arrest if they tried to stop Al Ceida. Mike, in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Alex. Hey, I'd like to touch on this Larry Franklin AIPAC thing.
Yesterday,
it seems to be getting some conflicting reports here.
Who don't know, tell people what you're talking about.
Okay, there is a political action committee. It's called AIPAC. It's American-Israeli Political Action Committee, and they lobby Congress
yes.
to get benefits for Israel. And Mr. Franklin, he worked in the Department of Defense underneath Wolfowitz and Feith.
Yes.
And he was collecting documents, and I guess he had passed some information to plans on attacking Iran, passed those to AIPAC, who passed them on to Iran. And yesterday he was arrested by the FBI. I just find it odd that the mainstream media just wants to say that it's an organization with ties to Israel.
Tell you what, stay there. Stay there. No, it's an Israeli intelligence gathering operation undermining this nation.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Governments are mafias. You got your Arab mafias over the Middle East, very corrupt. You got your Israeli mafia. You got our government mafia. And basically, they all just work together, or occasionally they fight with each other. And yeah, Israeli spies get arrested all the time, and they never seem to get in trouble. They get arrested, then they get released, then nothing happens, or they release them, they jump on a plane back to Tel Aviv, and then it's a minor footnote in the news. But finish up what you were saying, Mike. In Arizona, you still there?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to let you finish up. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, well, this is obviously espionage, and espionage during a time of war is punishable by death. But Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has already come out and said that we're going to go easy on this guy. And that was an interview by CIA Ray McGovern this morning, I heard. And if anybody'd like any more information about AIPAC and the extreme pressure that they can bring on the Congress, Department of Defense, and the State Department, Paul Findlay, a representative from Illinois, wrote a book called They Dare to Speak Out. And maybe you could get him on your show sometime.
Send me an email with the info, and thanks for the call.
Okay.
Israeli Mossad-controlled companies control the caller ID database that like 90% of the country uses. They're involved in wiretapping our government. They run the security for the Pentagon, you name it, for the phones. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it's unbelievable. And we shouldn't put up with it. Oh, we can trust Israel. No, we can't. Israel has been caught selling arms to Iran, China, Pakistan. Our government does it too, so do the British. I mean, it's crazy. No one's got connections to Al-Qaeda like our government in Israel. No one's got connections to Hamas like Israel. You know, it's come out in major Haaretz and UPI and others, but even Israeli papers, that there are fake Al-Qaeda groups Israel controls that carry out bombings in Israel. Now, that's not Alex Jones. That's Israeli newspapers. And they create these crises so they have a pretext to keep their police state going, which everybody lives in Israel, Jews and Palestinians and Arabs. I mean, it's a mess, folks. And I'm not against Israel itself. About half the people living in Israel, the Jews, half the Jews are against what Israel's doing. You know, they have censorship, they have control, they have all this. It's all about an endless fog of war, an endless emergency. Governments need these to keep control. And Israel and its intelligence agencies dwarf Russia and Germany and France. They're espionage because it's looked on as acceptable. It is not acceptable. We're going to start the second hour. We got a guest coming up, and we'll get to Fred and Steve and everybody early in this next hour. Before I end this hour, in the last minute and a half here, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, is a miniseries, three films in one, 3 hours on DVD, 2.5+ hours on VHS. It is my best work, as I've said many times. It covers the police state, 9/11, and who the elite are, their Nazi occult connections to Schwarzenegger, Bush, all of it. It really is powerful. And the latest police state developments are also there with the Patriot Act and Bush giving his oath of office and totally violating it. It's a very important film. And you can get one copy for $24.95, two copies for $19.95. You know, the second copy is $19.95. Third copy, $16.95. Fourth copy, $14.95. Fifth copy, $13.95. Because I want you to get multiple copies. Got a bunch of other big discounts going on the other films right now as well. So go to InfoWars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, watch clips of the films, read about the films, and order them today. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Watch all my films, my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, a bunch of other films and books, all of it online for 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't wait. Get the new film. It's already sending shockwaves across the country. 888-253-3139. The second hour, a ton of news and your calls and a great guest straight ahead.